Tom for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, it looks like we'll see clearing skies, temperatures at 64. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, low of 43. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For Wednesday, a slight chance of showers and storms, otherwise partly sunny with a high of 71. Wednesday night, a slight chance of storms at 54 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 30.
The State Bank in Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. A Democratic civil rights attorney running in the nation's first congressional election since President Donald Trump's victory has upended expectations that Republicans would easily win today's Kansas House seat race for the 4th District. This from the Associated Press that the race between Democrat James Thompson and Republican Ron Estes to fill the seat vacated by CIA Director Mike Pompeo has become surprisingly competitive. A Kansas woman has been arrested in the decapitation killing of her ex-boyfriend's mother, whose 9-year-old grandson called 911 after fleeing from the attack. KTV reports that 63-year-old Mickey Davis was killed Sunday afternoon. A 35-year-old Wichita woman has been jailed without bond in Sedgwick County on suspicion of first-degree murder. Police say that during the assault, the boy grabbed his grandmother's cell phone, then ran away to call for help. Mid-America Network News.
It's time to take a closer look at tile, specifically the Home Depot's new wood look porcelain tile, starting at just $1.99 a square foot. This textured tile comes in a range of classic wood colors, from creamy whites to cool grays, from maple to cherry to teak. And because it's porcelain, it's waterproof, so you can use it in the bathroom, kitchen, or any room of the house. Get the look of wood with the versatility of tile, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Hello, human. It's me, your dog. I know your car battery died, so you couldn't make it home on time, but I just wanted to let you know that everything is A-okay. I made you a couple presents. You know, the kind you pick up in a plastic bag? Yeah, I put one right on your pillow. I figured that'd be the best place for you to find it. Also, the couch needed a little shredding, so I took care of that, too. Also, I ate the mail. Who's a good boy? I am.
Make sure you'll be there. Get a car battery test today. Find a location at interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Police in Oswego in southeast Kansas say a man whose body was found in the Neosho River more than a week after he'd gone missing had drowned. Oswego Police Chief George Elliott says the body of 63-year-old Michael Koish of Oswego was located Saturday about 2 miles downriver from the dam near where his vehicle was found. The police say that an autopsy determined Koish drowned, that his death is being ruled accidental. The number of mumps cases at Kansas State University now up to 15 since February. The Manhattan Mercury reports that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment recommending that people in close contact to others diagnosed with the malady receive a third dose of the vaccine for measles, mumps, and rubella. Riley County Health Department Director Jennifer Green says health agencies are continuing to identify and contact those who may face increased risk. And it looks like sunshine today, possibility of rain in the state tomorrow. Mid-America Network News.
You live here, work here, and drive here. Why would you trust your auto insurance to someone who is not here? Here at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand the challenges drivers in Kansas face. We know your friends and your neighbors. We are your neighbors. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville to provide the right coverage to meet all your auto insurance needs. So come in and talk to a neighbor, a friend, your friend in the auto insurance business, Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska lawmakers debating whether to join 9 other states in calling for a constitutional convention to limit the federal government. State senators began discussion on the resolution yesterday. Senator Laura Ebke of Crete, the bill's sponsor, says amendments proposed at the convention would be limited to fiscal restraint, the size and scope of the federal government, and term limits for Congress. Two abandoned buildings set to be demolished in a tiny Nebraska town known for violence, panhandling, and alcohol sales on the border of South Dakota's Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services announced that it has awarded a $100,000 grant to a regional development group to remove the buildings in White Clay. The unincorporated town's four beer stores sold the equivalent of 3.5 million cans of beer in 2015, despite having only nine full-time residents. Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks. Haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other truck makers participation trophies? After decades of having their dreams crushed, it's the least we can do.
You're a very compassionate woman, Doris.
Thanks. I'll hang up now.
This is F-Series Radio, home of America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday and reappointed Laura Johnson McNish as county attorney. Routine county appointments are generally made in January, but commissioners opted to evaluate the position's responsibilities. A change was made as the county custodian position was placed under the Public Works Department. That job will be advertised, and commissioners advised custodian Lou Wassenberg, who was released, that she is eligible to apply for the new post. The county health nurse provided an update on activities and continued monitoring of mumps cases reported. The Agency on Aging director outlined funding mechanisms for the Meals on Wheels program, which may face federal cutbacks. Washington County commissioners met last Monday and discussed recent meetings with fire chiefs and the sheriff and dispatchers. The emergency management coordinator reported on information compiled regarding burn bans. Commissioners will have the county attorney work on a resolution to give permission to fire chiefs to set burn bans in Washington County. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday and heard two quotes from the road and bridge supervisor to overlay 6 miles of county road south of Centralia along G Road and 56th Road. Bettis Construction bid $896,000 and Hall Brothers $810,000. No decisions were made on those quotes. Commissioners accepted the resignation of Scott Strothman, Riley Township Treasurer, and Stephen Hermish, Riley Township Clerk. Robert Steinlogge was appointed Clerk and Stephen Hermish Treasurer. Marysville firemen responded overnight to a house fire at 701 South 7th Street in Marysville. The call came in just after 2:30 a.m. Monday at the home of Richard Stonger. He escaped unharmed with smoke inhalation treated by EMTs on the scene. Two dogs also escaped unharmed. The fire apparently began in the kitchen area, which suffered the most damage. Smoke damage was also reported throughout the residence. Firemen were on the scene for about 3 hours. Marysville Fire Department answered another call Sunday evening around 9 p.m. A controlled burn had damaged the lower 25-foot portion of a high-voltage electric transmission line west of Marysville. The line itself and electric service were not affected. State Representative Clay Arnn was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. He said the legislature is wrapping up the budget negotiations, which continue.
So probably biggest thing is the finalizing the budget for the current year we're in, and that ends June 30th, which we don't have a lot of options. The biggest issue currently, the first proposal would have, again, delayed some CAPERS payments, and there's a lot of support in the House for not doing that. So we're sending them back to the drawing board and trying to get whatever money we can come up with that we've identified to put into CAPERS this year so that money can start growing into the future and not just pass more debt on down to our kids. So that's probably the biggest issue, but hopefully we will finish the current year budget, finalize that today or tomorrow, and then when we come back in May, try to do next year's budget.
State Representative Clay Orrin, a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend. On to Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, baked ham, a wheat roll, candied yams, green bean casserole, and carrot cake. Tomorrow, taco salad, chips, lettuce and tomato, peaches, and a cookie. Check of a school and community calendar today. Marysville High Golf Team at Chapman. Track teams at Smith Center. Tennis team will travel to Manhattan. JV track team at Abilene. And the softball team will host Holton. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is the perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Farming is your way of life. State Farm agent John Bannister gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad, flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. Protect what you've worked hard to build. John is proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, thanks to a high-pressure system overhead, throughout the rest of this Tuesday, we're going to see quiet weather all across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. But it does look like yet another low will move across the area out of the Rockies, which is going to bring a chance for some showers and thunderstorms across the central parts of the plains off and on Wednesday all the way through the end of the week. We're definitely going to see temperatures warmer as well, back up into the 70s by the midweek. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Tuesday, sunny skies, we'll see temperatures mid-60s. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 43. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. For Wednesday, a slight chance of storms in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 71. For Wednesday night, a slight chance of storms, low near 54. And Thursday, chance of rain showers at 71. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-April, 65. Record high on this date, 92 in 1930. The average low, 41. The record low is 25 in 1989. Sunset this evening, 7:56. Sunrise in the morning at 6:50. Clouds moved in overnight, kept our temperatures well above the freezing mark. They had forecast freeze. 37 degrees this morning in Marysville with a calm wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 11th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's time to enroll your students at Good Shepherd Lutheran School. Hi, this is Terry Harries. We invite any interested families, all denominations, to visit Good Shepherd this Wednesday and Thursday during school hours. See our facilities, meet our teachers and staff, and enroll students pre-K through 8th grade for the upcoming school year. For more information, contact me at Good Shepherd Lutheran School, 562-3181.
The fourth quarter has not been kind to Cleveland. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer, reporting on sports. Another tough loss for the Cavs.
Fry, top of the key, wants to get it to Smith. 4 seconds left. He's in some trouble. Fry spins. He fires a three for the tie. He missed it. And this game is over.
On WTAM, Cleveland falls to Miami 124-121 in overtime. The Celtics are Atlantic Division champions.
Isaiah, bounce pass. Horford wide open, 18 feet. Splash. He's had a real nice fourth quarter, knocking down jumpers, knocking down free throws, playing defense.
On WBZ, Boston went on to win the game 114-105. The Celtics now lead the Cavs by a game for the top spot in the Eastern Conference. The Warriors' win streak ends at 14 in a row.
Shot clock down to 10. Warriors don't have a foul to give. Mack, pick and pop to Joe Johnson, dribbles into a jumper over McAdoo. Swish.
On 95.7 the game, Utah gets past Golden State 105-99. And the Clippers had a big game. L.A. dominates Houston 125-96. Staying on the court, a buzzer beater in Portland.
Napier defended by Simmons. Now weaving his way. Lost the ball. That's tipped away the ball. And he lays it in. Can he get it away in time? They're pounding it.
On KPOJ, the Trailblazers edge the Spurs 99-98. On the diamond, the Cubs raised the banner for the World Series championship and gave the home fans a walk-off victory.
Swinging a line drive down the left field line. Base hit. Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner.
On WSCR, Chicago topped LA 3-2. History for Will Myers.
0-2 pitch is hit out to left center field, and that one's going to find the gap in left center field. Myers, a triple shy of the cycle, is heading for second. Myers is going to third. He's going to make it.
On KBZT, Myers is just the second Padre to hit for the cycle. San Diego bested Colorado 5-3. Off the ice, the Los Angeles Kings have fired general manager Dean Lombardi and head coach Daryl Sutter. Assistant GM Rod Blake was promoted to general manager, and Luke Robitaille was then named team president. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Hi, this is Dave Esper from Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beatrice. It's that time again for our annual spring clearance event with deals on
spring cleaning. I've actually done a lot of that at home already. My garage, top of the fridge, under my oven. It's kind of dirty under there.
No, Capri, spring clearance event. A good time to clean that old vehicle out of your garage and stop by to test drive the all-new 2017 Chrysler Pacifica.
So, will you clean my Jeep for me then?
Absolutely.
Check out the spring clearance event going on now. Twin Rivers West Court Street. Beatrice.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. It's been nearly 11 weeks since President Trump nominated Sonny Perdue as Ag Secretary, and the partisan brawl in the Senate will push the wait until early April or possibly late May. While it's still possible that leaders could strike an 11th-hour deal for a quick vote to confirm Perdue sometime soon, the odds are becoming minimal. House Ag leaders have asked the Senate to make time for a vote on Perdue's nomination this week, with Senate Ag Chairman Pat Roberts seeking a voice vote with little or no debate, but the battle of Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch is taking up any real estate left on the Senate's schedule. Democrats are filibustering the nominee, while the Republicans remaining determined to confirm Gorsuch before the end of the week. And a two-week recess gets underway very soon. Perdue will likely need to wait until late April or maybe even early May to take the post at USDA. That's because when senators return after the recess, they'll have 5 work days to fend off a partial government shutdown. Well, a group of legislators are pressing the White House to raise the issue of U.S. beef trade with China when President Trump meets with Chinese President Xi Jinping. A group of 39 senators, including Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts, penning a letter to the president asking him to raise the issue of U.S. beef access to Chinese markets. China has recently become the fastest-growing beef market in the world, but U.S. producers have not had the opportunity to access the market since 2003. The effort was being led by Montana Senator Steve Daines. In the letter, the senators say opening the market to U.S. producers would create substantial opportunities for ranchers across the country. The letter points out that China's beef import market, worth more than $2.5 billion, and is the second largest importer of beef in the world. Be social with us by liking us on Facebook at AgView.net. Follow us on Twitter at AgView News. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. President Donald Trump and China's President Xi Jinping have reached a deal in principle to allow U.S. beef into China for the first time since a 2003 U.S. bovine spongiform encephalopathy outbreak. American Farm Bureau Federation official, however, is viewing that development with caution. AFBF trade advisor Dave Salmonson says it would not be the first time that China has said it's lifting the ban on U.S. beef, but has not followed through.
Similar announcement of China announced back in the fall of 2016. That they were willing to open, but the steps necessary to take that happen, the proper certificates and such, have never been followed through on.
Salmonson says he hopes the new plan is a sign that China's regulatory red tape can now be resolved. He says the summit also produced more.
The other thing that came out of the summit was a commitment to do a 100-day plan on trade, meaning in 100 days each side is supposed to come up with ideas they can talk about further of how to address the trade issues between the two countries.
Amundsen says both countries have issues they need to deal with. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. Find parts online, abilenemachine.com. Well, it's kind of an up and down thing with the soil temperature. Back down into the low to mid 40s for far northwest Kansas. Warming to the mid to upper 40s in the remainder of the state, 45 to 49 degrees in, say, the southeastern one half of Kansas. Northwest Oklahoma, same story, mid 40s. Those temperatures are warm to the low 50s as we go through the central part of Oklahoma, shading up to the upper 50s as you get to the far southeastern corner of Oklahoma. Soil temperature still working on kind of a joystick up and down effort. Ag News, Soil Temperature Reports, Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is, as we all know and appreciate, is agriculture. What the number of pigs and hogs in the latest count of pigs and hogs in the United States shows that the latest count of pigs and hogs in the United States shows near record levels, which ordinarily wouldn't be good for prices, but there's something different this year. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
The USDA's quarterly hogs and pigs report shows 71 million head in the United States. That's near an all-time high and 4% higher than a year ago. Of course, that raises the concern of prices going down because of all of this oversupply. That is not the case this year, according to Dennis Smith of Archer Financial Services. He says, unlike 1999, when prices dropped to 10 cents a pound because packers could not process all of the hogs on hand, new plants are now being built all across the country. Where specifically, Dennis?
Yeah, Sioux City, Iowa. There's a beef plant in Minnesota being retooled into a pork processing, a big plant in southern Michigan, southwest Michigan, and then I think another one out west. So we've just got it. They're all in the hog belt, you might say. Most of it should be online by late this year. I think there's one plant that will not be ready until sometime in the first half of 2018.
And Dennis says at least one of these new plants, there's already talk of expansion.
Yeah, I believe it's at the Sioux City, Iowa plant. They have already implemented expansionary plans to add a second shift sometime about a year out from the start of first production.
And Dennis Smith of Archer Financial Services says the driver of this expansion is increased demand for protein from around the world.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a function of the export market and the hope and expectation that we will be processing and exporting anywhere from 22 to 25% of U.S. pork production. So if you're going to be sending a quarter of your production overseas, you got to have the capacity and the ability to do it. And again, the packer knows they're the ones with the pulse on the demand issue, and they feel the demand. They know the demand is there.
It may seem an unlikely time for expansion that is based on the export business, given all of the tough trade talk coming from the White House. But Dennis says that has become less of an issue.
Yeah, it's been a ride, a wild ride. But we are seeing new indications that the Trump administration is kind of backing off, so to speak.
More from Dennis Smith tomorrow. Back after this.
The Hustler Raptor Zero Turn Mower doesn't play around. With a heavy-duty welded steel deck, exclusive smooth-track steering, and a professional-grade cut, the Hustler Raptor has the power to turn your weekend to-do list into your weekend to-done list. With a price starting at just $27.99, the legendary Hustler Raptor. Tools, not toys.
See Terry, Luke, or Kim at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville and BlueValleyTrailers.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Not as cold overnight, 37. They called for a freeze advisory. Winds are light. We'll look for highs near 60 today, then a gradual warm-up into the 70s Wednesday on through Easter weekend.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Oakland starter Jarrell Cotton kept getting interrupted during his warm-ups yesterday, first by Melissa Etheridge rocking out the national anthem, then by a flyover from a B-52 bomber, and finally by an emotional tribute to the late Royals pitcher Yordano Ventura. It was the only time Cotton ever looked out of sync. The young pitcher breezed through seven innings, allowing a pair of singles and three walks, and got just enough offense from Chris Davis to run homer to help the Athletics spoil Kansas City's home opener with a 2-0 victory at Kauffman Stadium. Yesterday was the seventh straight win for the Oakland Athletics over the Kansas City Royals. According to John Rothstein of FanRag Sports, Wichita State is in talks with Baylor on a future basketball series. Coach Greg Marshall told Rothstein on his College Hoops Today podcast, quote, "We're waiting on the ink to dry on a series with Baylor." Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks. Haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing